constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on the 4th of July, on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your home computer, but it's going to come to you via your mobile phone. And with this, you can plan out everything you've got going on during the day. But what Civil Dispatch does that sets them apart from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden, based upon your locale. Because there is the difference. Because they're going to tell you about the things that you can't possibly imagine, that there is no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado. It doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Also, here at RBN, we're having a pledge drive. Oh, yes. You can show your support a variety of different ways. When you do that, you essentially become producers of the entire network. I don't know if you can list that on your IMDb resume, but you essentially become producers of world-class, honest content. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can go to the RBN, republicbroadcasting.org website, hit the donate button. You can call 1-800-724-2719. I was trying to remember. It's almost like I have dyslexia of numbers sometimes. Or you can send it in to 2251 Double Creek Drive. I guess that's Street 302 Round Rock, Texas, zip code 78664. You can not only listen, but you can enable. The moms demand action. That isn't street, it's sweet, by the way. Let me give that address one more time. 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Moms Demand Action are out there, and they're once again giving themselves a bunch of high fives over a non-occurrence. Because the Durbin, Texas Open Carry segment of Open Carry, Texas got out there and... Well, they open carried into Target. Apparently, that didn't happen very often, but after it came under scrutiny, then people wanted to open carry in there. Right after, in San Antonio, Texas, right after there, San Antonio, the Moms Demand Action got asked to leave. But right now, they're high-fiving. And what this basically boils down to is that Target asked people to leave their open carry firearms at home.
Now, I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about the entirety of the Texas law, if you will. It's okay, it's legal, perfectly legal to carry a long gun, which that can be an AR-15, an AK, a Mossberg, you know, anything you want to carry that is a long gun. You can carry that as long as it is carried in a non-threatening manner. But you cannot open carry a handgun. Now that in and of itself, just me thinking out loud, sounds sort of stupid. However, that's what they got. So in places where they don't have the 30-06 sign posted, that means it's open game. Right? Now, these businesses are not in the business of being pro-gun or anti-gun. They're in the business of being pro-coffee or pro-quesadilla or pro-car seats. Target has a good car seat collection for infants. So they really don't come down on any side of the fence. They open up. They want you to come in. They want you to spend your money. They don't want a whole lot of fluff going with it because they want you in and out of there like lab rats. So for them, this is a very complex issue because their marketing people probably do the math and take a look at the numbers and understand who they ostracize if they ostracize one side or the other. They put out a statement saying, leadership team has been weighing a complex issue, and I want to be sure everyone understands our thoughts and ultimate decision. As you've likely seen in the media, there's been a debate about whether guests in communities that permit open carry should be allowed to bring firearms into Target stores. Now we're guests, like we're checking in to the Target store. Give me my room with a kitchen. Our approach has always been to follow local laws, and of course we will continue to do so. That's bad for the moms. But starting today, we will also respectfully request that guests not bring firearms to Target, even in communities where it is permitted by law. We've listened carefully to the nuances of this debate and respect the protected rights of everyone involved. In return, we are asking for help in fulfilling our goal to create an atmosphere that is safe and inviting for our guests and team members. This is a complicated issue, but it boils down to a simple belief. Bringing firearms to Target creates an environment that is at odds with the family-friendly shopping and work experience we strive to create. In today's world, they're worried about being family-friendly. Now, this is not a win for Moms Demand Action because they're not going to be a 30-06 sign put up on every Target store in the United States. Guns are still going to be allowed. I still carry my gun into, you know, I'm a Starbucks junkie. So, you know, Starbucks has respectfully asked us not to bring our guns to Starbucks, and I have respectfully said to Starbucks, bite my butt. Here's some salt. So, while they're putting out these statements and everything, this is nothing more than cover to get the moms off of their back, because nothing's been banned. Nothing is prohibited. They're giving high fives to everybody. Let's see, on where was this put up? Was this on Facebook? We did it! This morning, Target took a stand for the safety of our families by officially asking its customers nationwide to leave their guns at home. But this is a request. This is not a ban. While they're high-fiving each other, it reminds me, when I was in the Army, we used to, in Germany when I first got there, I did a lot of bowling. And we had these leagues called no-tap leagues, okay? And these no-tap league players, even if they rolled a gutter ball, they're getting a high-five because they get a strike for it. That was the original underachiever recognition, no-tap bowling leagues. So they're high-fiving each other, congratulating each other on that gutter ball that only rolled on the lane for about 2 feet before it hit the gutter. And this is what they're doing. They're high-fiving for a gutter ball. This is not a win. This is not a win. I will continue to carry into Target if I go to Target. In my state, it'll be concealed. If I ever get open carry, it'll be open. If they want to ask me to leave the premises, I will make a media circus out of it. Molly Snyder, a Target spokeswoman, said the retailer will not post signs at its stores asking people not to bring guns inside. It's not a ban. This is no prohibition. They decided to make this statement after hearing people on all sides of the issue. So nothing changed. High five each other on that, Shannon. We'll be right back. Happy 4th of July. Whether you're a professional marksman or you've just taken your first shots, Mounting Solutions Plus has the optics, mounts, and accessories to help you make that perfect shot. From 22 to 50 cal, they'll aim you in the right direction with quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, and much, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a 4th of July, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's run the bootleg. Just load, bootleg, just load. Just any old time.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine
In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
One of these days, I am going to get so busted over this. Because I still don't know who organized this. But I found out about it. I'll give you a list of exhibitors. They're going to have 30 exhibitors there. Beretta, FN, Glock. They're going to be there. MSNBC, just to show you how disconnected they are from reality, MSNBC the other day decided they would run a poll on the Second Amendment. The question on the poll, do you think people should be allowed to carry guns in public? They had 69,000 votes. 88% of the respondents said yes. Oh, gosh. 88% said yes, 61,000 votes. 0.8% said no, it's too dangerous, which was 5,524 votes. 4% said only for self-defense, 2,915 votes. Why do you think we carry them, numbskulls? I mean, gosh. You think we carry them because they're comfortable? And this poll has been up since early May. Then they had a second poll. And you know, this is them beating themselves up. This is them shooting themselves in the foot. Hitting themselves with in their own reproductive systems with the L.A. Yellow Pages. This had to do with Target's statement asking gun owners to leave their firearms at home. Do you support Target's new firearms policy? With 11,000 votes plus, as of right now, 75% said no. The policy infringes on Second Amendment rights, 8,422 votes. 20% said yes, Target did the right thing. 5% said it's a step in the right direction, but it's not enough. That poll has been running since day before yesterday. Within the Bill of Rights, gun grabbers, this is for you. You only, within the Bill of Rights to be, you know, the Second Amendment protects individuals' right to keep and bear arms from the government. There is no constitutionally guaranteed protection from private businesses. And in fact, private property rights often trump other rights in our country's history. However, that doesn't mean people can't be upset about it. Both of these polls are still open, and it'll be interesting to see how they spin this, because I don't know how you spin this and try to come up, well, you know, obviously 88% of the country are flawed. This is the result of the NRA's huge, massive media machine. Now, I read about this, and this bothered me. Okay, this bothered me. And I'm hearing a lot about this. And it's happening in a lot of places. The other day, I heard about a Shar Pei puppy, which I wouldn't own a Shar Pei puppy, but I heard about a Shar Pei puppy that got loose and was scared. So the police, when they saw the loose dog, one held the dog down while the other one slit the dog's throat. Those two guys are probably going to go to jail. And they should. Tough guys. You should go to jail. I can't wait for your new boyfriends to introduce themselves to you. And you're going to be former police officers to boot. This should be fun for you. Tough guys. Our family pets, okay, on our private property are not put there for target practice for police. Now, if I just got a new dog, I just got a one-year-old, we rescued a one-year-old Australian Shepherd. And that guy is exuberant. And if he sees another human being coming up on him, he wants to run up there and get petted. Now, luckily, in my, where I live, he's probably not going to get shot because the police here don't do that. But everywhere else, it seems like this is the new thing. This is the new trend. It's trendy to shoot somebody's dog. In Salt Lake City, there was a dog, and I'm going to, a Weimaraner named Geist, which I've never heard of that breed before in my life. But I've seen pictures of Geist. He looked like quite the affable fellow. Geist was not a roving dog attacking children. He wasn't a trained attack dog. And he was not some rabid monster. He was just a family pet whose only crime was being fenced in and in a locked yard. Okay? And it was there in his backyard, under the pretense of looking for a lost child who never left the house, that a police officer walked into the fence, which is the dog's territory, which is given to the dog by the rightful owner of the property, and shot the dog. After the dog approached him in an aggressive manner. Now, when you're looking for a lost child, what is probable cause? If you hear a child yelling, "Help!" from a backyard, there's your probable cause. Not walking all over the neighborhood. All of that was a la Watertown. He didn't hear anybody cry out. He didn't have the slightest inkling that trespassing would have gained him anything in finding that child. Secondly, the dog approached the officer in an aggressive manner. That sounds about as truthful as when a cop shoots an unarmed man and then says he was going for a gun that never existed. The aggressive manner was probably Geist hearing the fence opening and looking around the corner and walking around the corner to see what was going on. Might have been wagging his tail when he was popped. And like I said, the kid was found in the house. Now, if you can't find a child, parents, wouldn't the first thing you would do before you call the police and start a massive Amber Alert manhunt, wouldn't you check your house? Before the police go on their dog slaughtering ways. A sergeant named Joseph Sear stated he was threatened by the dog and shot the dog. That's as simple as it gets. There's two times when a cop needs to be fired. One is when he is guilty of having an itchy trigger finger and likes to kill things, or he doesn't have the nerve to respond according to a situation, at which point any person who find themselves on the wrong side of his gun may be shot on sight for no reason other than the appearance of a threat. And we're militarizing these guys. Well, you know, if the dogs ever revolt, we're set. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Woo. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, on a 4th of July Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I saw an interview that was put together by my friend Steve Blannelberry over at Guns.com. Between him and Everytown president, new president, John Feinblatt. And in that, John Feinblatt says, we're not coming after everybody's guns. Well, in that event, and I don't know if Steve had access to this information. It came from his site maybe the day after or something. But why does every town feel the need to lie and mislead about certain statistics? Now, right now, the new thing is how many children are killed with guns. And they conflate a whole bunch of data together. Like 0 to 19 years of age. That's the 18 and 19 year olds are also children. Now, John Lott took a look at this, Dr. John Lott took a look at this, and he's like, he found that nearly 20% of all the accidents listed in the Everytown report are lacking significant details, such as whether or not the firearm involved were legally owned. And as Lott explained, those kind of details are important to accurately view the big picture. But a large portion of the report centered around safe storage. And the way the gun grabbers would want you to safely store your weapons basically demills them. They want you to take your weapon or weapons and lock them up in one location and the ammunition that goes in them in another location, rendering them useless. They believe that this is a key factor to reducing future accidents. Lott, of course, disagrees with this, but it's not quite that simple either. He said you have to look at the net effect of guns in the home. Bad things can happen, but they're very rare. According to statistics from the CDC, which is the ones that they keep saying needs to do a study on gun violence, rare is right. While unintentional injuries are the leading cause of death for children between the ages of 1 and 15, fatal injuries resulting from accidental gunshot wounds make up less than 10% of these, at best. When you look at the causes of unintentional injuries, or when that's further explored, you find out that they're more likely to die from suffocation or drowning or in a car accident than they are likely to be killed by accidental gunfire. Now, according to Lott, locking unloaded guns away with ammunition stored separately actually causes more harm than good. And passing legislation mandating such does very little, if anything, to reduce accidents involving children and teens. These laws scare law-abiding homeowners into either not owning guns or into locking up their guns so that their guns are not going to be readily accessible for people to use defensively. And when you have these laws, you know, criminals read. This emboldens them to attack people in their homes. And they're also more successful because, you know, you have to say, hang on a minute, I got to go get my bullets, and then I got to go to the back of the house to the gun safe and get a gun and figure out which one these bullets go into. Now, in a previous study, Lott found this out about safe storage laws. The only consistent impact of safe storage laws is to raise rape, robbery, and burglary rates, and the effects are very large. Our most conservative estimates show that safe storage laws resulted in 3,738 more rapes, 21,000 more robberies, and 49,733 more burglaries annually in just the 15 states with these laws. More realistic estimates indicate across-the-board increases in violent property crimes. During the 5 full years after the passage of the safe storage laws, the 15 states faced an annual average increase of 309 more murders, 3,860 more rapes, 24,650 more robberies, and over 25,000 more aggravated assaults. And that's in addition to what they already have. And who is affected by this? Of course, it's the law-abiding citizen. It's not the criminal. It's not the robber. It's not the rapist. Criminals are not generally concerned with obeying the law, after all. That's why they're rapists or home invaders or murderers. Now, I understand the desire to save lives. I do. I want to save lives. But this poses an equally important question. If a law can save one life, what about the lives that it loses or it causes to be snuffed out? What about those? What is the net impact of these laws? What is the cost benefit of these laws? If it saves one life, and 5 women get raped because of it, is it worth it? And how do you gauge which life it saves? How do you find that out? Now, it's, you know, John Lott is very thorough. And his method has never been found to be flawed when he puts his studies together. I want to see a study, a real study, on how they identified the lives saved. How they do that. I don't want to hear about the 2 million people in what? In the 20 years since background checks have been. I don't want to hear about those guys being turned down for a gun because they failed a background check, because 94% of those come back as false positives. And then they buy the gun because they were law-abiding citizens to begin with. I want to know how they measure how many lives are saved. Now, we know how many, we get a fairly good barometer on how many lives are saved in self-defense because we read about it. Not in mass media, not in national media, but it's out there if you want to go look for it. Just do a search for defensive gun use. But I want to see a study for that. And then I want John Lott or Robert Gaius or Gary Kleck to take a look at the method. And then if they say the method's good, I'd listen to it. I'd read it. If they don't say the method is good, if they think it's flawed, I'm not having it. Invalidated to me. Invalidated. Sorry. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to talk about people like me. Now, I do have the Willow MD, and that has made my knee better. But I can't put the Willow MD on my eyes. No matter what I do, my eyesight continues to deteriorate with age. So we're going to talk about shooting, just a couple of things about shooting with corrective lenses. Not everybody carrying a gun has 20/20 vision. So you have to also adapt with that. Now, I have glasses. I can't look at these computer screens with them on. They're lineless bifocals. But I have glasses. I don't wear them often enough to where I have to be concerned with it. And I do shoot most of the time without corrective lenses on. I have protective lenses. But there's always that possibility that I might have to do that. So to that end, I have looked down the barrel of my handguns with these on. Can't look through an optic to save my life with them on. Because the magnification part of a bifocal is normally the lower lens. And I just, you know, you can't put your, you would be tilting your head back as you try to get that cheek to buttstock resting position. Can't do it. Unable. Last time I went to my eye doctor, I said, I want to be able to look down my look into my optics and see a nice clear picture. He's like, can't do it for you. I'm not, my vision cannot be corrected with LASIK surgery. I got what I got. So I have to work around that. Of course, I am knocking down a bunch of things that were in the way previously, but that's all good. It's all okay with me. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up. at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Friday, on the 4th of July, this is Lock and Load. The number to come in, to get in, is 1-800-313-9443. As we age, our eyes go with us. There are ways to slow that clock down, but I don't know how you... I don't know how you slow down the aging of your eyes. I haven't figured that out yet. Any ophthalmologists out there with some ideas, call me. Legally carrying a gun concealed is not just for young adults with 20/20 vision. When I was in my 20s, and I would qualify with the 1911 because I did get to carry a secondary because I was an M60 gunner for a short period of time, I could qualify expert every time I picked the pistol up. And that didn't really have so much to do with shot placement. But then when I got out of the military and I joined a shooting league, and we were shooting at bowling pins against each other, fastest winning, I had to shoot the bowling pins, which are smaller, and hit them and knock them down faster than my opponent. And my eyesight enabled me and helped me do that, because I got to see the target to aim at it. I used to be able to shoot groups on a paper target that I could cover with my hand. Now my groups are beginning to spread out a little bit, because that target is a little more blurry, a little more out of focus. Now, they're still center mass. They're opening up, but they're still center mass. But these are things, you know. Now, you can wear corrective lenses and go shoot. Now, if you're going to qualify with them, then you have to understand. Like with a handgun, if you're taking a concealed carry class, in South Carolina, you have to fire 50 rounds. You're going to have to put your chin forward so you can look down the magnified, the you know, what makes everything clear up for you, because it's going to be on the bottom of the lens. You also, though, and this is where bad habits are formed. If that's the way you shoot when you have corrective lenses, you also need to think about training to shoot without taking the time. You need to work on point shooting. You need to draw the weapon out, pick up that front sight, make sure it's aimed at center mass, and don't worry about trying to fill, you know, make one hole the size of a quarter with your shots. Because in self-defense, you don't have a whole lot of time to do a lot of things. Like tilt your chin forward. Adrenaline is going to put you in a semi-crouch. You're going to go into this fight or flight thing. And if you draw your weapon, you're going to be in the fight part of it. And your vision is going to tunnel up for you. It's going to focus on the threat. You're going to forget about everything around you. Now, if your gun fits your hand and you practice regularly, you may get hits at contact distance, whether you see the sights or not. If it doesn't fit your hand or you don't practice with it often, you're probably going to miss. Now, one thing that a lot of people are going to, they're going to two different things. They're either going to laser sights or they're going to optics. A laser sight you can pick up. Now, laser sight changes the shape of the gun, which means it changes whether or not it fits in your holster, okay? And laser sights have to be activated. Now, Crimson Trace makes one that is grip-activated. It fits on the grip of your pistol, and when you grab your pistol, it's activated, and it paints the target with the laser. And that would be the, if you're carrying a semi-automatic, that would be the kind that I recommend for us older folks. Likewise, with an optic mounted to your pistol, instead of lining up a front and rear sight to get a sight picture, you are putting a dot on it. Now, that involves a different technique as far as punching the gun out in front of you. When you stick it out there, as it's going out, you need to be able to acquire that dot. And you need to zero that optic. And once you have it zeroed, then it's going to be the same thing every time. So putting shots on center mass that way is also going to work out well. So either one of those two methods will work. It just depends on which one you pick and which one you train with the most. I don't know that I would necessarily go with both. Then you have two dots in your optic. You have the dot from the laser and you have your dot from the optic. And I don't know how you pick out which one is the right one. Use your glasses to read, okay? Use a laser to pick out your target. Use the optic to pick out your target. All lethal encounters are going to be different. And everybody brings a very unique need and capacity to the fight. But like all things, when it comes to carrying a gun for self-defense, like all things that are involved, you can work around them and be just as effective. If you can hold the gun, that's I haven't yet figured out. I have seen people that have difficulties holding guns. They have arthritis in their hands or something. With me, until I got the Willow MD and started treating my hands, when I fired a gun, it hurt. Not because of gripping the gun, just of whatever the recoil was. It didn't even matter. Now I've been treating my hands, and now I can almost punch something without pain. I tried that the other day. I did have pain. Oh, gosh. But for those of us that are getting up there in age, we need to look at our shortcomings that we have developed just because we're getting older, and we just need to work with them. It's not that daunting a task. Most people out there doing self-defense today, I mean, Recon threw me a video of that guy in Ocala, Florida. This was an older gentleman. I think he was in his 70s. He may have been wearing glasses, but he's sitting in an internet cafe. He probably hasn't been to a Chris Costa class. He probably wasn't a MARSOC operator or a Spec Ops operator or anything. He was just an elderly gentleman with a gun who bought a gun for self-protection. Probably the first time he's ever had to protect himself with it. They break into the internet cafe with a gun. He waits till they're not looking at him. He looks at them. He draws his gun. They're now Chinese acrobats trying to get out that door. Don't know if the guy had any shortcomings. It looked like he did a fair accounting of himself. He wasn't built like Mr. Universe. He wasn't wearing, Cry Precision. He wasn't wearing Cry Precision knee pad embedded pants that are just state of the art. He was wearing Bermuda shorts and long socks. And yet when he produced his weapon, he was 100% effective. And he stopped the attack. And that internet cafe was full of people, and there's a kid waving a gun at him. He probably saved a bunch of lives that day. And he was effective. So, shortcomings are going to vary from person to person, and you can overcome them. That gentleman was a case in point. And what he did was quick, and it was decisive, and when he was committed, he was in. And he controlled the fight from the moment he drew his gun. Good to go. Let's flip into the next hour. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Mexican vigilantes that are getting arrested for defending themselves against cartels. On a Friday, on the 4th of July, this is Lock and Load.